remember to bring it with you down here.
Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Fear or faith? That's the question, isn't it? When we hear about Jesus and the disciples in Mark's story today, we're faced with the same choice that they face: fear or faith. Now, when we talk about fear, we often think of that extreme version, phobia, a trigger to our biological need for survival that can paralyze us or make us run for cover. A person can fear something as insubstantial as the number 13, or something that we may face every day, like flying, or germs, or those evolutionary fears that have stayed with us, like snakes, spiders, heights. These stop some people in their tracks, while for others, it is just another thing that makes up our daily lives. Even the fear of lightning and storms can paralyze some. But let us consider the story today in the terms of basic human fears that we all experience. Jesus, after teaching the parables to the many who had gathered around him, said to his disciples to get in the boat with him and cross to the other shore as the night was falling. The sea appeared calm and smooth. Now, we've all been asked to get in the same boat and trust Jesus. So we climb in and prepare for our trip. Jesus almost immediately goes to the rudder where you steer the ship and lies down and falls asleep. We face our first fear, the loss of freedom, the loss of the ability to make our own decisions. Jesus is at the rudder, and he is responsible for the course of our journey. But he is literally asleep at the wheel. We have to have the faith that he will make the right decisions for us, that when the time comes, he will be in control. And when we look at the fact that many of us make bad decision after bad decision when we don't have his guidance, it seems like a little faith can be a good thing, even as he sleeps at the wheel. Uh-oh, here comes the second fear, the unknown. This fear can have many faces. What's on the other shore? If we don't know, we don't want to go. We want to know what lies ahead so we can prepare for it. But we can't know until we get there. We have to trust that whoever is at the rudder will get us there safely. Then comes the fear of disappointment, the fear of being disappointed with what is given to us, and the fear of disappointing others by what we do on the journey or once we arrive. What if Jesus wants us to take control in the storm? What if it's a test, a trial, to see if we can do this on our own? After all, God doesn't give us more than we can handle, right? We've all heard that saying. And at times it feels like God has given us the contents of a serving platter to hold in a teacup saucer. And what if we fail? Then what? What if we drop everything and it is a big mess? What will God do then? Will he reject us? But the truth is, God doesn't give us more than he can handle. And our little saucer is sitting on his big serving platter, and he will navigate the twists and turns according to his plan. And maybe the things that fall away were supposed to. And there's no rejection. He made us. He sacrificed for us. He loves us. And even the ultimate unknown, death, the true other shore, can feed into our fears here. What's there for us? When we get there, will we be disappointing? Will we be disappointed? Will God reject us because we are not perfect? Because none of us are. If we have faith, we know that God knows we're not perfect and loves us anyway, forever. Now, the majority of the 12 disciples were professional fishermen. They'd been in stormy seas and on rocking boats their whole lives. What made them so fearful that they did not trust in Jesus, even as he slept to care for them? What caused them to abandon their faith for fear? Perhaps as they looked into the storm, they saw the possibility of pain, of loneliness, of misery, the loss of all that they hold dear, including their beloved teacher and their very lives. But when they give in and they wake Jesus, and he first speaks and stops the storm, we must face our final two fears. Because Jesus doesn't pull us to him and comfort us. No. We and the disciples face our own failure in faith as Jesus demands to know why they didn't trust in him. They who knew him so well. If they do not trust, how can others? If their faith is so weak, what of those who only hear of him? And we in the boat feel ashamed and ridiculed and judged and like what we are, failures. And our fear only increases that we have lost something very, very precious. But Jesus doesn't push us out of the boat. Jesus doesn't say to the disciples, "Swim for shore because you can't trust me to watch over you even when I seem far away." He continues the journey because he knows that we will fail and that we will learn and that we have the freedom to choose, and next time we will choose for ourselves again. So what do we choose? The next time Jesus says, "Let us cross to the other shore," what will we do? So this week was Vacation Bible School, as you can tell by the brightly colored blue shirts around you. And we talked a lot about God's plan for us. This plan has been around for a long time, as long as time itself has been around. God made us. He wants to be with us. He wants us to know him. And when we have done all we could to separate ourselves from him, he still wanted to save us. And he still loves us forever. So now, because our theme for Vacation Bible School this week was science, I have a little science experiment to model the role of fear and faith. So this is us, vinegar. Be glad you're sitting a little further back because it doesn't smell good. So here's some more vinegar. This is us again. And now we're going to add a little fear. We're going to let fear take control. And there are those stormy seas bubbling up all around us, out of our control, activating on their own. But what happens if we let just faith guide us? The stormy seas stay calm. There is no storm. There are no bubbles. There are no waves. In fact, even if we do give in to fear, if we take a moment and step back into faith, put too much fear in there. It's calming down because our faith will calm the very seas that we allow to be stormy by our fear. Back up here. So now that you have heard my opinions, I ask you again, fear or faith, which do you choose? Amen. Recording.